right to bear arms versus the right to carry. As we've seen, well, way too often, law fails to place both of those ideas on an equal level. What you can do privately with a legally owned firearm differs quite a bit from where you can go with it, even with the proper permits and training in the state that you're in. This is a reality my next guest is being confronted by after coming to the rescue of a person being assaulted by an armed individual, but now he's also facing criminal charges. He's a Marine veteran, member of the Marine Corps Security Force. That includes the Presidential Security Detail. He's also a self-defense instructor. Lloyd Mulder, how are you today, sir?
All is well. Thank you, sir.
Going to give you a website. Thank you. Thank you for stepping forward and making this a public issue, because I think it is an important topic that people, you know, such as yourself, you don't anticipate, but awareness does have great value. I want to give you a website right now for you listening. We do have it up on our page, givesendgo.com/G, the number 6, FRD, givesendgo.com/G, the number 6, FRD, because after you hear Lloyd's story and you want to give your financial, not just your moral support to his cause, that's the way by which you can do this. So the premise and the story goes, Lloyd, that you were going to go see a friend. This was on July 4th of this year. You go to the meeting point, and you see your friend being assaulted. Pick up the story from there.
Okay, I saw my friend being assaulted, and he was bleeding profusely from the head, and he had what appeared to me was a gunshot wound to his head. He was still tussling with the guy with the weapon, so I struck the guy and took him down to the ground while we both were struggling to take the weapon out of, disarm the guy. I actually got the weapon out of his hand, and within 10 seconds, the police was there. The police had secured the scene. I told the police voluntarily that, listen, I have a concealed weapon on me, and I am legal in the state of Virginia, concealed weapon carry. And they told me that Maryland does not recognize Virginia, at which time they placed me under arrest.
And what are you formally being charged with?
Well, right now the charge is carrying a concealed weapon within 100 feet of a dwelling.
And have you made aware what the potential penalty is, should you be convicted?
It is a misdemeanor, fines up to $5,000 with a one-year possible imprisonment term. Yes, that's what I got so far.
First thing I thought about when I heard your story, going back all the way to 2013, there was a Philadelphia woman who was driving on the Atlantic City Expressway in South Jersey, made an illegal lane change, so she got pulled over. And one of the first things she said after she handed the officer her documents was, I have a right to carry permit in Philadelphia. The gun is in my purse. Almost before the next day, she was staring down at a possible 8-year sentence because of laws in New Jersey. And it took a pardon by then Governor Christie 2 years later to get her out from under all that. But you know, with something like this, though, it obviously has impact in the here and now, but this is something that could possibly follow you, too, if things don't go how you hope fairness is going to take it.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking for. We was actually looking for the charges to be dropped at the initial hearing. However, the state's attorney did not have the fact that I had a legal representation or the proper information in reference to the case. He was ready to just offer me a probation period, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not right. So at that time, my legal team decided to move it to a jury trial so they could hear this case and help us to make this go away.
And what's the schedule for that part of this whole thing?
Well, that date will be October the 2nd, and we're looking for all the support we can get on this. We are reaching out to a lot of the communities, gun rights activists and in our age, is trying to get some help on this, fight this case.
All during this, was there any points that any member of law enforcement said, you know, I have to do this because I'm being told to do this, but I wish I didn't have to do this?
Absolutely, sir. And that is correct. Every officer, every EMT, every person that was out there, whether it was in the club or the pedestrians, were like, wow, do you understand? He just disarmed someone. And the police was literally saying, you know, you stopped us from having to go on administrative leave or possibly hurt someone, shooting someone. We thank you. Lieutenant comes on the scene. He heard one statement from me, from the other police. He's carrying a concealed weapon. He has a Virginia concealed permit, but Maryland does not recognize it. And the lieutenant immediate response was, lock him up.
Good Lord. We're talking about Lloyd Muldrow, a Marine veteran, self-defense trainer, and as you're hearing, a victim of a law, maybe with good intentions, but sometimes a law is too general for specific instances such as this. You can support Lloyd's cause and obviously his what will be sizable legal fees at givesendgo.com/G6FRD, givesendgo.com/G6FRD. And yes, we have that link up at our homepage as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. People are probably hearing this, Lloyd, and they're probably thinking, okay, one state doesn't recognize another state's right to carry permit. But, for example, you can have a New York State driver's license, and you could legally drive anywhere you want. It seems like this disconnect of one state to another in something that is a national right to own a gun, and yet the states have so many variables. With the right to carry permit, and certainly with your background, you don't seem to appear to be any kind of threat in any way, shape, or form because of your sense of duty, your service to country, and your sense of personal responsibility.
Absolutely, sir. And I like to say two things on that. One is, you know, if I never told that officer that I was carrying concealed, they would have never known.
Yeah.
But once you engage with an officer, the law states that you should at least tell him that you have a concealed weapon on you. So that's what I did. And the other instance, you know, here you got a veteran that clearly I carried a weapon overseas. I started out my Marine Corps career protecting the president, you know, on a presidential duty detail. And since 82, I always carried a firearm. I taught every small arms weapon there is, you know, so clearly my training is probably way more than what the police officers are receiving. I was a military police officer. So, you know, I don't understand that law, you know, and it should be a misinterpretation for someone like myself to be able to go from one state to another. Yes, I think it's an infringement on our rights, and we're just hoping for a good outcome on this.
Well, you certainly hope, too, that maybe the law needs to be retooled so that in a specific instance like this, sure, the law states a targeted cause, but there has to be some sort of variable because of conditions of the circumstances in this one story.
Yes, sir, and absolutely. And we're looking for something in the Good Samaritan Clause. You know, the guy that got assaulted, he even told it on a camera, the video on a police cam, that, listen, if it wasn't for this guy, I would have been dead. He'd have killed me. And not only that, there was numerous people in the place, and the guy that assaulted him was yelling, you know, I'll kill all of you. I'll kill all of you. So, you know, his intent was to hurt, do harm and danger. And my training that I had was to apprehend him and take him down and not have another active shooter type of scenario.
So you listen, if you want to play a role in making sure that Mr. Muldrow gets the fairness and the justice and the release from this legal anvil that's hanging over his head right now, that can not just buy him a year in imprisonment, but also put a sizable negative mark on his life in a variety of ways. Here's a way you can help. givesendgo.com/G6FRD. givesendgo.com/G6FRD. The link's on our website. And, Lloyd, I'm hoping the best for you because we always think the right thing to do is the easy thing to agree with, but doesn't always work that way in a court. However, with the preponderance of the circumstances on the beneficial side laying on your side of the argument, my hope is that this will be a positive conclusion. Once everything is said and done, it's just the getting to that point that's going to be the mountain to climb. But sounds like you've got confidence and you're being honest and upfront from moment one in this story That should be a great benefit as far as all this is concerned for you as well. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.